This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Well, a lot of things going on in Sutherland, and we've got a big group of folks in to talk about it, starting with the Man of the Year, Terry Brock.
Thank you very much.
I presume that you're introduced that way now wherever you go.
Hopefully not. I think it was pretty slim pickings here in Sutherland. But anyway, appreciate it. It was very humbling.
So let's talk about Sutherland Stampede. You've got a lot of things going on.
Yes, we do. You know, it's 1 year come around already, and it's going to show up July 12th here at Sutherland at the Rodeo Grounds.
And talk about what all happens during Sutherland Stampede.
During the Sutherland Stampede this year, we're gonna crank it up a little bit, Kyle. We decided that we were gonna turn up one more notch, and we're gonna have a parade. So that'll start at 10 o'clock. Registration will be at 8 a.m. And we're looking for people that want to be a part of our parade for sure.
And how do people get signed up if they want to do that?
Basically, just show up. We're asking for people to show up about 8 o'clock for registration, and that will be at the corner of Hastings and Taylor Street in Sutherland.
What kinds of entries are you hoping for?
Pretty much anything and everything. I mean, it's a rodeo parade. So, you know, equine things are fantastic. Livestock, kids, people, groups, just what have you. You know, cars.
And what else is going on in the course of this event?
Well, I'm going to introduce you here to Cody Clark. She's actually in charge of our royalty court, and she can tell you all about that.
All right, Cody, talk about the royalty court and what you're doing this year.
Hey, yeah. So we are bringing back royalty to the Sutherland Stampede. So we're going to have a queen and a princess this year. We're really excited. This is a new addition to the brought back Sutherland Stampede.
And probably a lot of work going into doing this.
Oh, a ton. It's been really humbling to see the backside of it. I was queen back in 2013, but to see the workings behind it is really impressive.
And how many kids are you going to have involved in this?
We have about 10 applications right now. I'm hoping there will be a lot more. Those applications are due July 1st.
And how do people get signed up or find out more?
Yeah, so you can find out more by going to our website, which is sutherlandstampede.org, and then you just drop it down, click on Queens, and it should have the flyer and my email, and if any other questions, just shoot me an email and I'll respond right back.
So what was it like when you were involved as a participant?
Oh gosh, it was probably one of the most rewarding experiences of my life. It was really empowering to be able to share rodeo with kids that maybe don't ever have any exposure to it.
And how did you get back involved in this part of it?
I was really sad to see the Sutherland Stampede kind of fall apart during the COVID years. So when I heard that Terry was going to restart the board and try to get this back up and running, I just jumped in head first.
And so what are you looking forward to the most about this part?
This part, I'm really looking forward to sharing the love of rodeo with more kids. So we actually decided that our princess doesn't even need to own a horse. So all she has to do is love rodeo and want to share that with other children.
So did that used to be a requirement?
It did used to be a requirement. All queens and princesses had to be equestrians and ride.
Interesting. All right. So Tom Maddox is in here as well. Tom, you want to tell us about some of the other things that are going on with Sutherland Stampede?
Well, yes, Kyle. This year, we're going to be having a mutton busting clinic. So many of the kids go up and get ready to ride, and they're afraid of the sheep. We thought, let's introduce them to the sheep early. So at 4 o'clock, the gates are going to open, and we're going to start a mutton busting clinic so the kids can do a meet and greet with the sheep and have some fun with them.
I don't think I've ever heard of a meet and greet with sheep before.
Well, hopefully it'll let the kids get over their fear of getting on the animal and ride and have a good time.
And what age group is this for?
Up to 7 years old or 50 pounds.
And what do they need to do to get signed up for this?
They just need to show up, sign a release, and pay their $20.
All right. And Terry, other things that you want to let people know about the Sutherland Stampede?
Yeah. Well, you know, honestly, Kyle, this year we're going to be doing that Challenge the Champion bull ride. We have Jason Maddox coming to town, and he'll actually be the highlighter of the show. We'll have food trucks. We'll have a beer garden. And again, like Cody talked about, we have the royalty court. Mutton busting clinic will be a lot of fun. And also the parade. I also want to shout out our parade sponsor, Bugling Heights. Gary and Hunter over there at Bugling Heights Design and Drafting have been great supporters of us as well. And if I have a second here, I'd also like to shout out Adcox Heating and Cooling as our main sponsor for the event this year.
All right, so a lot going on, and I'm sure you've got probably a month of work cut out ahead of you.
We have 3 months of work cut out ahead of us, but we only have about a month or so to go. Something else I wanted to mention, too, was we have an after party. Once the once the thing is over on Saturday evening, then we'll have an after party at Kelly's Cozy Corner. So if folks want to hang out and just kind of, you know, relive the moments and stuff, then that'll be a good time too.
And if people want to find out more about all of this, is there some social media they can check out?
Yeah, you can find us on Facebook, but and also if you go to, like Cody talked about, SutherlandStampede.org, we'll have a lot of information there.
All right, Terry Brock, Cody Clark, Tom Maddox, thanks guys for coming in.
Thank you very much.
8:37 at the Morning Report.